Millions of people across Greater Sydney are being urged to hold the course, with a lockdown order to extend for another 4 weeks. A raft of rule changes have been introduced to crack down on growing coronavirus case numbers in parts of Western Sydney, while students will be prioritised for vaccination to get them back into the classroom in 2 weeks. Our reporter Isabel Rowe has the latest. Isabel, what's the situation for Sydney?
Well, Sally, as was foreshadowed last night, the lockdown's been extended for a month until the 28th of August. There were 177 new cases announced today from 94,000 tests. Unfortunately, another new case record for this outbreak. And another person has died, making it 11 people who have died in this outbreak. There are a bunch of new rules. New rules include limits on movement for shopping, which will be restricted to 10 kilometres of a person's home in Greater Sydney. There's also expanding rules for three areas. So Parramatta, Georges River and Campbelltown. That means that if you're a healthcare worker or another authorised worker, you can't leave those areas for work. The list of people who can leave is on the New South Wales Health website. They're removing the rule for all Fairfield workers who leave to get tested every 3 days. Now, just if you are a healthcare or an aged care worker from Fairfield, you'll need to do that. But that's been extended to the Campbelltown area, so those workers will need to test every 3 days. Single bubbles have been created for people who live alone, unless you're in those 8 local government areas where there's those tighter restrictions. But for everybody else, you can create a bubble with one person. Construction is still banned in those 8 local government areas as well. But outside those areas, construction will be allowed on premises which aren't occupied. In terms of students, New South Wales says it's going to vaccinate Year 12 students as a priority so that they can go back to school in 2 weeks to finish their HSC, and those vaccines will be directed from regional New South Wales while supplies are low. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says she's also cracking down on compliance in workplaces and at home.
People should expect a greater police presence, a greater focus on compliance, because we know the recurring incidents where this is where the disease is transferring, it's in workplaces and it's within households. And we really need people to do the right thing at all times. Do not let your guard down. If you see somebody not doing the right thing, please report it.
That was the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. And in terms of the health advice for the New South Wales situation, this Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, is basically saying while the numbers may not show it at the moment, she believes the lockdown will eventually work with the help of vaccination.
On a positive note, the things that we know work, we know lockdowns work, and we just have to hold our course. And we also know that we have other tools that we haven't had before, and those other tools are vaccination.
And Isabel, what about financial support for those people who are going to be locked down for yet another month?
Yes. So the New South Wales Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, has announced a big increase in financial support. It's estimated the program is going to cost $650 million per week. They'll be increasing maximum payments for people from $10,000 per week to $100,000 a week. That's for businesses, sorry. So what you're eligible for will be based on 40% of your payroll. The Treasurer says that is going to ensure that business and cash flow and financial support remains throughout this 4 weeks. And there's also an extension of the Job Saver program. Here is the Treasurer outlining some of those details.
We currently have a turnover threshold of $50 million. We'll be expanding that from this week, backdated to Monday, to $250 million. That will ensure that around 460,000 businesses with a turnover reduction of 30% will be eligible for those support payments. That's up from 230,000 businesses. And that has coverage of around 3.3 million workers right across the state.
And Isabel, what about the issue of rapid tests for workers?
It has been a bit of a hot topic in the last couple of days. At the moment, an at-home testing kit for COVID isn't allowed in Australia, but you can do them if they're being done by a health professional. These are tests that can turn around a result in as quick as 15 minutes. And some manufacturers say they have about a 95% accuracy rate in diagnosing negative or positive cases. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has indicated that they will be tried for those Year 12 students when they return to school and in some industry settings. And she said that she's already made moves to contact some of those suppliers.
So we are keen to have rapid antigen testing at key work sites and also at school campuses when Year 12 goes back. So we're really keen to make sure rapid antigen testing becomes part of our fight against the COVID. But please know that we accept it's not as accurate as other types of testing, but at least it does give us an indication of where cases might be.
That's the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, and before her, our reporter, Isabel Rowe.